Saturday's the second anniversary of President Bush's signing of the McCain-Feingold bill. Government majors will recall that it rewrote the law for giving money to political campaigns. It was the biggest single change in the rules of American politics in a quarter century. In December, the Supreme Court said McCain-Feingold is legally valid. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, that turns out to be a very favorable ruling for one group in particular, lawyers who specialize in campaign law.
Critics of McCain-Feingold made this argument for years. Here's Republican Don Nichols on the Senate floor shortly before the final vote.
Some groups are going to have a hard time doing it, and they're going to have to file, and they're going to have to go through all these legalities. We're infringing or abridging free speech, in my opinion.
A version of Nichols' prediction played out a few weeks ago at a Washington hotel. A liberal group, Narrow Pro-Choice America, called a press conference. It was unveiling a new campaign to beat President Bush. NARAL President Kate Michelman wanted to talk about why they were doing it, to prevent this president from nominating any justices to the Supreme Court.
We have a Supreme Court that is no more than two justices away from completely overturning Roe v. Wade.
But things went awry when Michelman got to the part about financing TV ads for the general election. That's an area directly affected by the McCain-Feingold law. One of its major provisions restricts the funding of such electioneering ads in the weeks before Election Day.
I'm going to, by the way, ask Cassie Lenchner from Perkins Coie, who is our election law counsel, stand right up here with us so I make sure that I get this right.
Lenchner replaced Michelman at the microphone, and she started to explain what puts Narrow Pro-Choice America in a special category.
It's a status that has been designated by the Supreme Court of the United States. Right. Which says that an issue-oriented organization that builds and mobilizes people around discussion of an issue of importance to the nation.
Simply put, and it can be simply put, McCain-Feingold says that normally advocacy groups can't run ads within 60 days of the election. That's because the groups generally raise money from corporations and unions. But NARAL deals only with individual donors. So, like a few dozen other groups, it qualifies for an exception created by the Supreme Court. Curiously, the case creating the exception involved an anti-abortion group, Massachusetts Citizens for Life, or MCFL. NARAL may be on the other side of the abortion debate, but it's happy to claim the same status as MCFL, because that lets it run ads right up till Election Day. And with that, NARAL's press conference could move on to other matters. So, does this show that you can't practice politics in America anymore without a lawyer? Ken Gross thinks it's pretty good evidence. He's one of Washington's top election law attorneys. As complicated as McCain-Feingold already is, Gross can rattle off reasons why it will only get worse.
Rulemakings, court decisions, interpretive advisory opinions, enforcement actions, and further litigation over each of the interpretations.
Democratic Senator Russell Feingold begs to differ. He co-authored the bill with Republican John McCain.
What we've done here is actually not that complicated.
Interviewed just off the Senate floor, Feingold says the main provision separating federal officeholders and the national party committees from unregulated soft money is pretty easy to understand. And as for the other provisions...
Lawyers and others created the very loopholes and tricky maneuvers that required us to pass a law to stop them.
Maybe it was inevitable. After all, serious players need consultants to help with their media and polling and other aspects of political marketing. So why is it any big deal that they need legal advice for raising and spending money, too? Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.